Now a tropical storm, the former Hurricane Frances is out over the Gulf of Florida, lumbering toward the panhandle today after hitting the southern and central parts of the state with heavy rains and very high winds. Two people were killed, including an elderly woman in Gainesville. An oak tree crashed into her mobile home. The storm has caused billions of dollars worth of damage and strained the endurance of Floridians. It's the second major hurricane in a little more than 3 weeks. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports from Miami.
Daybreak today revealed the extent of the damage caused by Hurricane Frances. Homes with their roofs ripped off, boats tossed on top of one another like so many toys, roads littered with downed trees, stoplights, and power lines. Near West Palm Beach, a section of the I-95 interstate simply washed away entirely. More than 5 million people are without electricity and probably will remain so for quite some time. Florida officials have urged people to avoid unnecessary driving due to shortages of gasoline. Governor Jeb Bush signed an order giving the state the authority to regulate fuel supplies for the next week. Priority, he says, will go to emergency workers and cleanup crews.
Truckers already have taken out some 50 trucks worth of gasoline to go to where the emergency operations centers have identified as priorities. One example in Palm Beach County, their wastewater treatment facilities are being run on diesel, and if they run out of diesel, that creates serious health hazards that need to be avoided.
Governor Bush also deployed some 8,000 National Guard troops. They'll help with recovery efforts and try to prevent looting. Already, 11 suspected looters have been arrested, including a man in Melbourne, Florida, who was caught trying to break into a Catholic church. The number of deaths and injuries caused by Hurricane Frances has been relatively low, partly because people had plenty of time to prepare. Frances was a slow, lumbering storm, moving at only 5 miles per hour, about the speed of a brisk walk. And Frances simply was not as powerful as Hurricane Charley, which flattened parts of western Florida just 3 weeks ago, killing 27 people. But Frances was much larger than Charley, covering an area of roughly the size of Texas and leaving virtually no county in Florida untouched. One side effect of the slow-moving storm has been a statewide case of cabin fever. Millions of Floridians have been cooped up for days, either in shelters or in shuttered homes where day and night blur together. Police say they've responded to an unusually large number of domestic altercations, a result, they say, of frayed nerves. It's extremely unusual for two major hurricanes to strike Florida within a few weeks of each other, and it may not be over yet. Meteorologists are tracking Hurricane Ivan, a strong Category 3 storm currently located in the southern Caribbean. It's still a long way off, but officials at the National Hurricane Center say the storm could strike the Bahamas as early as Friday, and then possibly threaten the continental U.S. They're advising Floridians to keep their storm shutters up and their kitchens stocked just in case. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.